Hey everyone, welcome to the Horror PSA presented by Scary Nerd, and as always, we are your hosts. I'm Paul.
I'm Saul.
And I'm Angie.
The following is a public service announcement.
A twisted tale of two estranged sisters whose reunion is cut short by the rise of flesh-possessing demons, thrusting them into a primal battle for survival as they face the most nightmarish version of family imaginable. That's right, we watch the 2023 Evil Dead Rise.
And that's not the most evil family imaginable. I could show you some true white trash family. I got a lot. But anyway, welcome back to
the PSA,
everyone.
We've
been
away for a while.
It's been
like a year?
I think it's like 9 months.
So I gotta say, we were gone for a while. You know, some things happened. Sol and Kim had another baby. So
they got a whole ass human.
We knew we were gonna take a hiatus at some point. We usually try and take one during the summer. You know, it's hard. We all have kids, so
and all have jobs.
And then
Angie,
you know,
also
like
got
you said,
a corporate job.
We got new jobs, new babies, but something unexpected happened that made us stop the podcast. And I wanna just come clean and just say it out loud. When my brain saw Halloween Ends, it just left.
It hurt
like,
us. It did.
Like, you know, like where like you know those memes of Pedro Pascal where it's like he's sitting different places looking sad.
Eating the sandwich.
That was my brain for a good few months after I saw Halloween Ends.
Was that?
Pedro Pascal sitting like in the pool and everything too? Or am I thinking Narcos?
It's just I don't know. But you know the meme I'm talking about. My brain just stopped. It was like, no,
I'm not gonna lie, horror did take a weird turn. It did get a little.
I don't want to get into Halloween Ends.
It's
almost
like a new flavor. Because
I think we should definitely do that as a podcast at some point.
There's a lot of them that we need to do that made me mad.
Word.
I think that's one of them.
Why did we need a remake of Christine? Is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween Ends. Why did we need a remake of Christine?
Paul has lots of feelings about Halloween Ends.
This is not the Halloween Ends podcast because that podcast would never end.
No, it wouldn't.
Literally. I'm just...
That one made me mad, along with Scream 6.
I don't want to talk about that one.
I've come to the conclusion that these new Screams aren't for us.
No, they're not.
They're definitely not for the original fans of what Wes Craven was doing in the mid-90s.
For the kids who grew up thinking Scream was really great time, but maybe saw it once or twice. They're like, oh yeah, my mom's really into that movie. That's who those movies are for.
It's like, I watch horror movies. I watch the Scream movies. I think that's what those are turning into.
But let's get into Evil Dead.
Blame MTV.
Yes.
I really appreciated this one. I appreciated Evil Dead Rise for exactly what it was. It was not a rehash of Sam Raimi's Evil Dead. It was not a rehash of the 2013 Evil Dead, which I very much enjoyed. It wasn't a rehash of anything that Bruce did.
It was his own thing.
It was, but it had all the elements of Evil Dead without being its own thing. So it had all the elements of Evil Dead while still being its own story, which I really, really liked. And I have to tip my hat off because I was so shocked when they fucking started killing the kids. I was just killing kids right and left.
They're going there.
And they didn't
even... Those were teenagers. Those weren't fucking
kids.
That
little one in the hall.
The little one didn't die. Yes, the little boy.
The little boy.
Okay.
That was a kid. Yeah, the neighbor one. Nah. I was like, oh my God. Because you see it. You see that one get taken out too. And I was like, ooh, good for you guys. They never show kid death. So I was really taken aback. And the fact that the main deadites were children. Like, they were teenagers. They weren't actually adults. You know what I mean? Like, they were part of the family. They weren't people camping in the woods. Not all of them, anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different generation. It was a family.
I did appreciate the misdirection because it starts off with a cabin and it makes you think, okay, it's going to be another cabin type movie.
Yeah, you get the cabin. You get the opening with the demon cam because the drone.
I like the misdirection because it's like, okay, it makes you think, okay, it's going to be like the Sam Raimi one. It's going to make you think like it's the remake because all of those had the cabin thing in common. This one makes you think it's going to do that.
Yeah.
But then when they do the one day earlier and they completely completely go somewhere different from that makes me want, like, to me, it was like, okay, as you're watching this, you see it happen and you're like, okay, what happened today earlier? And like, how's it all going to tie in? Tie in, because like,
but
to me, like,
it doesn't, though.
Yeah, but
it doesn't, though. Like, it doesn't. Like, it's a fucking MacGuffin. Okay, I'm going to first time say this movie was not that great.
I enjoyed it.
This movie was not that great.
I'm on the fence.
Here, okay, here's my biggest things about this fucking movie. Okay, in regards to the misdirection, you don't show something in a movie without it paying off or coming in at the end. The scissors, obviously. Yeah. You knew that was going to come back in the end somewhere. Yeah. Staphanie,
obviously, my favorite character. Staphanie needs an Oscar.
I will admit, there was one of the few bright spots of this movie was Cassie. And at first, I'm like, Cassie's going to be an annoying, stupid kid, just like every annoying, stupid kid in the whole horror genre, right? They're always going to do something stupid. You knew she was going to open that fucking door. You knew the demon was going to talk her into it, even though she was all bloody and fucking gross. But when she mentioned Staphanie, I'm like, all right, I need to see Staphanie's revenge. That's the only reason I want to see Cassie go on. But as Cassie went on, I'm like, all right, she was a vital, you know, she fought too. She did the lever on the mulching machine. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, she threw the scissors, you know, she helped.
Deeply,
like, she
traumatized
actually helped.
By the end of the film.
No, I honestly was like, is this the little girl? Like, not even just the character. I'm like, this little actress, like, is she going to be fucking traumatized for making this film? Because the whole elevator thing, man, that is how you do a big bloody fucking thing. I wanted that to be the stall scene in It Too needed to be what this elevator blood thing was.
Where they birthed the two out of them.
Yes,
yeah.
That was this is what that should have been, with as much shit as they were talking when they were like, we've used so much blood, and then it was crap. That's all I'm saying.
It was disappointing.
But yeah, Cassie, she turned around for me as a character. I'm like, all right, she's actually helping. She's not just the helpless little kid. But the biggest issues I had with this movie is, like, not only is the beginning part, I'm like, you don't show any of that if it's not going anywhere. So either if they make a sequel to this one, either you have to literally start right there at the fucking cabin when she's floating in the air.
That's what I was about to say. Like,
or you're just going to completely go in another fucking direction and just shit on this little thing that they showed you for no fucking reason.
Highly disagree.
Me, the way I took it too, though, with that, like, I see what you get, but the way I took it is, it's out. Like, they did whatever they could to hide the book and do whatever need be.
Yeah.
And now it's out. So it's like free. It's free. It's like doing whatever it wants now because it's out.
Well,
yeah,
now there's three books.
Piggybacking off of that. Yeah, see, that's where I'm like, yeah, I could totally be like, just make another one of the third book, tie them all together, and then you're not shitting on anything anybody.
No, this was the third book.
Yeah, because there's three. Yeah.
What was the other two?
According to IMDb, the original Sam Raimi, that's the first book. The 2013 Evil Dead, that's the second book. And this is the third book.
Because they all look different.
Okay, yeah, they do all look different.
This one looked like if you made it out of elephant ball sack.
I was like, why is it so
veiny? Like, yeah, I'm like, did you, like, this is made from the ball sack of 100 men.
Because I remember from the original, they actually, but didn't they also read things, or did it also have the drawings on there?
Yeah, they did read things, but they listened to the
they did listen to the
they listened to the record,
not the 8-track. What is
because
it?
The record.
Yeah, no, not in this one. I'm talking about the original one. That like old reel to reel thing that is like fucking like.
There's a name for it, but I don't remember.
I don't know. I've never actually seen one.
Yeah, but like with this one, I don't think they had like it looked like a picture book, so they just kept flipping through it.
Yeah, I didn't even mind the beginning open. I liked the cabin in the woods scene because, like I said, it set up the Evil Dead franchise and made it a part of it for me without having to be set there.
It took it away from it.
Yeah, okay, see, and I was like, we don't need it set in the woods because we've had that. We've had it set in the woods. We've gotten it 100 times. We don't
need
it.
Then my question is, what was the point of that at all then?
To give the Evil Dead fans that's what you got to do.
But then what's the point of that? Because my thing is, it's Evil Dead Rise. We've all known before we went into seeing the fucking movie, taking a place in an apartment. A place in a high-rise apartment.
Out of the lake.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why it's Evil Dead Rise. There's no metaphors in that. What's the point of going to this fucking cabin in the woods if that's not where you're setting your movie?
You want your movie to
be different, but in the same universe. But this, to me, was paint-by-numbers Evil Dead franchise extension.
I think that you just have that about all new movies.
No.
Paul's getting a crotchety old man.
How? Okay, this was paint by numbers, Evil Dead franchise. If you're like, I want to make it in the same franchise, but not make it the same, but I'm going to throw these things in there for no fucking reason.
I highly disagree.
You can disagree all you want, but that's fine. If you want to be over there,
where the wrong people. I like the scalped scene where she just ripped her hair off.
I enjoyed the scalp scene. I enjoyed the bedroom scene because I'm like, what the fuck is Wuthering Heights about? I'm like, I didn't know there was like a horror scene in that fucking movie. Apparently, it's a supernatural essay that takes place in Wuthering Heights, which I've never known the fuck about.
Yeah, the whole creepy, like.
So that, yeah, I enjoyed those things.
Those were creepy. Very much so.
But the other thing that I was kind of upset about is you get into that, right? And it's like, first off, that first scene, I was a little upset because I'm like, this is not the demon cam. I'm like, yeah. I literally was like Evil Dead drone. What the fuck is this? And then I'm like, okay, that literally is a drone. Thank you. I thought you were trying to do the Evil Dead cam with the fucking drone and Evil just, Dead, you know, cheapen it.
It's a demon cam fake out.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, thank you for being a fucking drone. Why did Caleb sound like he was from Boston or New York for no fucking reason?
I have no idea.
Because that's the other thing. I'm like, when you first heard that it was going to be, you know, in a high rise, I was thinking, for some reason, it led me to think like Poltergeist 3. They're in a big like skyscraper and they live in a big building like that.
Nope. For some reason, it's in L.A.
Yeah. And I'm like, no one thinks of apartments in L.A. like an apartment building or like a high rise. Yeah.
No. Yeah. They don't really do high rises in L.A.
So all of these priests found these books together? Is that what happened? Or are we still like, we haven't really tied that together?
I would like a lore movie of the Evil Dead franchise where you see the books get created.
I really like.
I don't want to see that elephant or the 100 madmen getting their balls skinned to make this book.
I mean, that's.
You don't have to see it.
They can cut that together in a montage.
You want to see how the books get made. That's how the books get made.
Yeah, but they can get.
You gotta skin the sacks, dry them, put them on the hook, whatever.
All that can be implied. It can be implied.
It's implied when you look at the book already.
The first thing that I was thinking of, though, when we get to the apartment, I was like, that's a lot of kids to have in one apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't live in an apartment, so I don't raise kids in them. That looks rough. Like, what are you going to do with your downstairs neighbors? You have kids running all over the place?
And then what was the mom doing? Was she like a tattoo artist?
She's a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
She was fixing
one of her guns.
Her tattoo needle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you could probably make good money as a tattoo artist.
But okay, that's the other thing that I didn't care for about the beginning, right? It builds up, it builds up, it builds up, right? And she's floating in the fucking water. And then we cut to, we're in this apartment. Or not even that. We're watching this chick do a pregnancy test.
Yeah,
because people are looking for guitars. So it's like you have this massive buildup. Like, what if we didn't just let it drop and we just kept fucking going? Like, imagine Evil Dead movie where they just kept fucking going, man.
But that's not the movie we have. So that's I don't know why you're pretending.
Because the potential is there. But no, they took a big. They took a big sweaty step back and were like, we're gonna go to this apartment building.
They got to build exposition, Paul.
Exposition.
We got to get to know these characters.
We've known these characters.
We don't, though.
You know that? I don't care about these characters. That's the thing.
Who tattoos on the side, probably, and somehow affords this high-rise apartment. Daddy left.
I know. How always leave. How?
If you're a dad in a horror movie, you're a piece of shit. Sorry, them rules.
It's even worse if you're a stepfather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Literally the stepfather and other stepfathers.
Yes.
My favorite line of the whole movie, though, was when those little kids show up and says, we're watching all the Freddies, and the little one goes, even the shitty ones, and the other one goes, there are no shitty ones. It's like, fucking right, there aren't.
Yeah.
Are no shitty ones.
I'm no real estate expert, but how's this fucking lady afford this apartment with weird ass kids?
That's what I'm wondering. She can't be making that much money as a side hustle tattoo artist, because we really don't know what she's doing for a living.
Well, the building is getting torn down. So maybe
in what? About 30 days?
She's like, we got to leave in a week or month? I don't know.
A month, I think they said.
A month.
Hey, she's still got money to go get pizza. She's take my car and go get pizza, Dan.
And again, one thing we do have to bring up is the PSA. Don't be climbing down freaking holes when they pop up because of earthquakes or whatnot.
I'm sorry, but to Danny's credit, I'm a child of the 80s, and that's how adventures start.
Nope, this is
an earthquake unearths a fucking bank vault, I'm going to go look in there.
No, that's
a where I start. Draw the line is if you find an area where not only has Jesus himself warned you about going in there, but then you find like 100 crosses hanging up. I'm like, all right, this is the area that I should stay away from. Don't be looking for the ball skin book. And if you have a book that you have to put your own blood in for it to open its fucking teeth.
If you have a book with teeth.
It's Venus flytrap teeth.
If a book has teeth, maybe don't read it. I mean, I'm not reading a book that needs a blood sacrifice. I mean, hey, I get it.
Like, you have
teeth.
The book. You're like, this is a cool book. I'm going to keep it. But don't open a fucking book.
If you don't want anybody to find that book, why not freaking just throw it in the ocean? Who's going to find somebody and think it'll float. The ocean? Not if you weigh it down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, hey, well, we also live in a world where Jumanji can't be getting rid of. So think about that. These books of evil are going to find their way.
You throw it in the ocean.
Evil you throw it in the ocean. Eventually, some billionaire is going to go down there to blow up next to it. Or implode or next
the
to
aliens
it.
Find
what do you
it?
Want to call
like,
it?
Just throw it? Just throw it in the ocean.
I'm just saying. I'm all for more billionaires going to the ocean. Just, you know, see what's down there.
Throw it in the ocean or kill it with fire.
Maybe look. Bequeath all your money to
the Necker and Nutsackon.
So, oh, this is the part when Dan finds the book. It's very this is the damn it Dan section of my, yep. of the film.
Still though, you have all these warning signs, like Paul said, you have like what a million crosses just hanging from wherever it was that they hung him
and
from.
And Jesus literally almost falls on him.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Like scares the shit out of him, gives him a jump scare that way. But still though, when he walks onto that weird little tomb and you have everything just like surrounding, it's like, they didn't just do that just for the sake of doing that, dude.
Right, and then, like, still, Dan gets
the
book out.
What kind of bank was it, like, the Catholic bank?
Dan gets the book out, puts it on top, sees that, like, it looks at first to be breathing, right, when it has the cloth over it.
Yeah.
And then Dan takes the stuff off of it, and all the bugs fly all over their face.
See,
and I'm like, no.
This is what horror movies have taught me.
That's strike two.
You see stuff in a vault, and it's broken open, and you
what
see
was
something
strike
like
two?
That.
The bugs?
The bugs.
That's, like, strike four in my book already, like...
Yeah, says your ass is already in the fucking hole.
I said after the Jesus thing and all the crosses, I wouldn't go to that section. But hey, you don't know, there could that whole thing could have been full of fucking like an old stock from fucking the early days of fucking stock market, like you're just rich all of a sudden.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No.
That doesn't happen. Rich people come and get their shit.
It doesn't happen because people don't look. There's treasure out there.
It's because of scary movies and they've taught us these things.
Nope, there's
well,
not
no,
treasure.
Okay.
The billionaires have it with them at the bottom of the ocean.
I'm glad the one thing that I wrote down too was like, I'm glad we got this whole book reading and everything on vinyl because, you know, where would we be without the fucking, you know, demon DJ?
And just a coincidence that the son was a DJ.
Mm. Okay.
Or an attempted DJ.
I
want to
point this out really quick they can't handle his sound. Mm-hmm. I want to point this out for Beth, right? In the same night, she finds out she's pregnant. Her sister got a divorce. There was an earthquake. Her sister needs to move out of her apartment. And now there's demons that are turning into all of her family. Like, that's going to be a huge sign that you are having a demon baby, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, this baby's cursed. There's something about this demon baby that's bringing bad luck.
Yes. The bad omen. All these bad things are happening.
You're going to have Damon. Is it Damon or Damien? What's his
name? Damien.
The Omen Child.
Damien.
Yes.
It's Damien. It's all for you.
Yes.
It's all for you, Damien.
And shame on her if she doesn't name the kid Damien.
Yeah, who's fucking is the baby daddy of this demon child?
Well, didn't they keep calling her a groupie and she kept getting pissed off?
That pizza was still edible, by the way.
That's what I said.
They
when
gave
they
up
on
the pizza
ground.
Too
they
easily.
Did give up on
I was like,
pizza
no, you go
easily.
Back down there. My mom would have been like, you go back there and you get some pizza.
Well,
let me see it.
And what is it about those big ass cups that make like it's only in movies are those cups that big like the ones that they got from the pizza
yeah.
place
yeah,
and
yeah.
they look so refreshing. It's like why did those ones
here's
why?
The thing that got me when they said that it fell on the floor is like no the box fell on the floor the pizza's
yeah.
still in the box.
I'm like I don't care that there's cheese on the box.
You may have lost maybe two or three slices but the rest of the pizza is still good.
I'm not gonna lie, I've seen plenty of men usually scrape cheese off of a box.
I've done it.
I
will do it.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for that still, goddamn pizza. Mm-hmm. I'm eating the goddamn pizza.
And what happened to the pizza when they went back? It was just gone.
Somebody else probably like, whoa, what? Pizza?
Free pizza.
Somebody just left us here? Fuck that.
Upside down pizza is my favorite.
This is still good. I don't know what the fuck. I hope they don't come back for this.
I mean, really, you could have just folded it over, had like a little pizza taco.
Exactly. That pizza was still good. The only thing that fell on the floor was the box. That was it. Pizza was still good.
Yeah. I really feel bad for the mom, though. She's trying to get rid of her shitty husband's stuff, and she gets hit right square in the chest with demon.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Full force takes it all into her chest.
I love that the mom gave Beth a karate chop in the beginning when she first shows up.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah
she
right
sneaks
in the nose.
Up, she's like, whoa, karate chop, motherfucker. Don't sneak up on people.
That's what happens when you punch people in the throat.
It's like all those videos you see where people prank someone, they scare them, and they end up getting punched.
Those are the best. Like, that's not what you planned for, was it?
I love when Dan is trying to turn off the turntables, and you're like, oh, fuck, 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 oh, fuck. And I love that, like, he comes out real later. He's like, it's not my fault. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The one scene where Bridget's like, I don't know, Dan. Seems like mom's turning into one of those things we saw in that book.
Remember those pictures we saw? Looks suspiciously like mom now. I don't want to say anything. Book I told you not to
bring, Dan.
Don't you leave it down there.
Oh, and a sister, especially a middle sister, she ain't letting you live that shit down. And I love how, even though she comes back later as a deadite, she doesn't let him live it down. She's like, remember when I told you to put the book back down?
Should I put the book back down? Yeah.
Should have listened to me. Hmm.
I want the deadites to be more personal, like when they make fun of things. Like, I want them to be like, you're the reason your dad left.
I'm surprised they didn't go there.
Yeah, I'm like, why would they? Surprised. Especially, the, you know, you're in the mom and you're, when she's like talking to like any of the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're the reason dad left.
Yeah, they went more of like, mommy wants your head, or mommy just wants to put you all open and crawl inside of you. Yeah, they did more
of a mommy creepiest kind of feel.
Mommy's with the maggots now.
I thought they would have played more off the letting her, like, really conscious come back to just kind of bait them more in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't use that more, too.
She
only had a handful of times.
There's a couple of them, but not really. The next door neighbor guy, I don't know if we got his name or not.
Gabriel? Tank top?
Yeah. He's totally in love with Ellie. Yeah. He's totally like...
Oh, yeah.
He's like, the husband's gone. Now it's my chance.
You guys
chance.
Here? You guys need anything? I'm just around.
Is that right?
And he gets his eye bit off.
How about I drive you? No, I thought about that. I'm like, because he was religious. He was the one who's like,
Let me pray for you.
I'm like, she's not religious. And she's dead, so it's not going to do anything.
I really want to like, damn,
can you go show him that shrine to see how religious he'll still be?
No, like, that's the thing. When he comes back and he's like, Ellie... Like, it's a miracle. Right. Like, I want him to be all
God's risen from the dead. I love how she bites his eyeball out and then hawks it into the
I
other
kid's
I
didn't care for that. I thought it was hilarious. Campy.
Beth totally is like, fuck them kids. It closes the door, doesn't give a shit about anybody else in that hallway. She's like, fuck these fuckers.
Mr. Fonda, I'm like, you are like Ron Swanson stunt double, basically.
Yes, that is Ron Swanson.
When he comes out with the shotgun, I'm like, shooter again.
Mm-hmm. Double tap.
Always double tap. Always. And in the head. Yes. Always in the head.
Again, anything that Infinity War taught us is you go for the head.
And again, why did we leave Cassie alone? Because like I said, she's a kid. You expect stupid kid stuff from her. You knew she was going to open the door. But I'm like, come on, guys. Why did we leave her alone?
You can smell
Not like- only is she going to be traumatized by most of the things that she's seeing, but I'm like, don't leave her alone to do stupid shit.
Your paint-by-numbers thing, you could see that coming
along. Yes, that's the thing about it. I'm like,
you knew as soon as the mom got locked out of the apartment, like that kid is going to let
that's
that
what,
mom
I'm
back
like,
in.
There's going to be the lullabies. There's going to be...
Well, you have to because, like, you guys were, like, expecting her to use it more to draw them in. That's the only one it would have worked on is the little one.
The other two kids
were like, mom was dead, and now we kicked her out of the apartment.
No, because the little one, besides that one time, she was like, I know you're not my mom anymore. Fuck off.
Because, the other two already knew that wasn't the mom, so it would have only worked on the little one.
I still think Danny's dumbass would have fell for it.
Yeah, Danny was the worst. It's always the...
Teenage DJs are the worst. Let's just put it that. This is
if you're a teenage DJ out there, I don't know, man.
Okay, well, maybe not teenage DJs, but like, I don't know. What age do you be like,
I don't want
to
be putting any teenagers
DJ,
down because all teenagers are goofy as fuck. It's a phase.
You know, if you're a teenager, just find your shit. Just be the goofy DJ.
So you know what? I guess be a goofy DJ, but don't read a book with teeth, fucker.
Yeah.
I totally read that note. Why does mom look like one of those bitches from the book, Danny?
Yeah.
Still, again.
I don't know. It seems kind of weird, Danny.
No.
Don't be getting books out of weird places.
You're right. Bridget would have came back.
Yes.
Bridget would have came back and like, Danny found this book in his bank file. I'd be like, fucking Bridget.
Yeah, Bridget totally would have narked. Nope. I mean, middle children.
Found
middle
this book that looks like it's made out of ball sacks and it's got teeth on the outside.
The way she turned into a deadite was interesting, though.
I was so shocked because, like, you saw it coming, right? You did see it coming because you know the mom stabbed her, but you didn't expect him to go for the kids.
No, because Paint by Numbers, Evil Dead franchise, somebody has to get stabbed or cut,
and I'm the infection
grows, and then there it is.
See, I'm going to say this for Paul.
You're going to say it. What?
I'm going to say this for both Paul. I don't think that it's this actual movie that you have a problem with. I think that you're just played out on Evil Dead.
No, it's Paint by Numbers, Evil Dead. Okay, I'm not the only one that feels this way. I know there's several people.
So you've been tainted by the internet.
No, I'm not tainted by the internet. I've read people's opinions, but I've not read anything specific about it. And I went into this movie not knowing anything about it besides it was in an apartment and it was in L.A.
I didn't even know that. All I knew was there was an Evil Dead Rise movie.
See, all I knew was that there was a cheese grater scene.
Oh, see, I heard there was a scene with a cheese grater, and I think I will admit maybe that part I was like too excited for because I got myself built up, but I'm like,
I really thought it was gonna be a dead eye.
Grater. And I was like, I thought it was gonna be a dead eye cheese grating themselves.
Yeah, something. Along
that's what
those
I thought.
Lines.
Like, you know, like kind of and like when she cut her tongue and mm-hmm. was doing all
yeah,
that, like that kind of
that.
Stuff.
That's what I.
Yeah,
thought.
I was sort of like cheese grater on the side of their face or like just. That's so yeah.
The
I'll
back
admit.
Of the calf got me so much. Like you see it go, yeah. and you're just like, oh no! You think about every time you nick
like
your finger or something when
like
you're grating cheese.
Like,
you know that there's people out there like, I'm never grating cheese again. I'm so deathly afraid of it before that. Like, yeah.
I was like, now I can see what it's been.
I want to buy one of those rotary ones, so I don't even have to touch the thing anymore.
Yeah, see, the eyeball got me when they bit it out. With those the thing, I was like, yeah, take that fucker's eye. But that cheese grater made my skin go. Bleh.
I know you found it campy, Paul, but I did find it hilarious that he died by choking on the eyeball.
I thought it was funny too. I'm like, yeah, that's the Evil Dead camp.
But this wasn't a camp movie. That's my problem. See, 2013, I loved, right? Because it's like we're gonna be our own thing. We're not gonna do the camp. We're gonna do straight Evil Dead horror. Boom! They did that. They accomplished that. In
camp
my book.
Is horror these days.
Okay, but if you're gonna go camp, then go camp.
Even
don't
look
throw
at A24 movies.
Don't
camp
throw
there,
one
man.
Piece of camp in there just be like, it's because it's Evil Dead. And that's why it makes it Evil Dead Paint by Numbers to me. Uh-huh. Is you're gonna throw a random cabin for no reason. You're gonna throw a random camp eyeball scene for no reason. That's Evil Dead Paint by Numbers to me.
Paul's upset.
Boom, sucker. Roasted.
Paul's having feelings.
He is having feelings.
I will have Mr. Fonda.
He's grown in the last 9 months that we've been off.
Shoot you. you know what? My brain's different now that I've seen Evil Dead, or excuse me, since I've seen Halloween Ends, and it's not compute stupidity anymore, okay?
There's been a lot of bad horror movies between now and when we last did our.
I really want to see Blackening. See, you want to talk about camp? You want to talk about going for camp? That's how you go for camp. I haven't even seen the movie yet, and I've just seen reviews. I'm like, they're doing camp the right way. You're going to go for it? Go for it. You're going to lay the cheese on? Extra cheesy, baby.
Paul's soapbox hour.
Don't be jealous.
I loved when Bridget changed, though. Like, she had the bug puke.
Oh, yeah.
She had the bug puke and some black goo just dripping from all of her orifices.
Well, they did that little flashback scene, too, where she remembers a page in the book, and it's where everything was, like, coming out of her.
Oh, yeah, no, because that's Beth was looking at it. They were looking at the book in the other room, and then they were like, oh, fuck, we should have did a head count, because we're missing one. Like, they really needed to pay attention to who was in their party.
You put a bell on that kid or something.
Right? Yeah. Like, count, and you go 1, 2, 3, I've got all of them, you're good, but you gotta count.
But I'm
because you knew something was gonna happen to her when she got the tattoo needle to the side of her cheek.
And then when the aunt goes back into the kitchen and she's like all hunched over the thing with her legs, like, I'm like, what is she hobbiting on top of
she turned into Gollum
on top of the counter? And then Beth's just like, you all right?
Like,
you doing okay?
Like, what did she say along the lines that she's got bugs in her stomach and now she's got to kill them?
Yeah, she's just eating that glass. And what you see it go down her throat. I'm like, that's cool.
That, okay, I did enjoy that. I enjoyed the head skinning. I enjoyed the glass. I enjoyed the eating of the eyeball. Not the other half of the eyeball. yeah, there was some good kills. There was some good stuff in here.
I thought it was
interesting. They had moments of good viciousness that I love. I'm like, yes, just do that. Don't
see,
stop
the thing,
it. Like,
the thing
throw camp.
The only one that I thought, other than obviously Cassie making it out, is I thought maybe Bridget was going to be the other one that made it out. So I was surprised to see her go.
I did think that Moore would make it out.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was. See, I didn't think it was going to be more of the family. Like, I was in the same as you, Angie. I thought it was going to be more like the outside people and like the family has to get out of the apartment. Yeah. So I do give points to this movie for originality. Like, it takes it to a new place, but I feel like it didn't take it enough to a new place for me without severing too much of the past. Because it was like it was afraid to let go. That's what it was. Afraid of success.
Was Halloween Ends scared of success, Paul? Maybe it should have been.
That's my answer.
Anyway, tying up Bridge was the first smart thing Dan does all day. After Stephanie comes to the rescue.
Making knots.
Stephanie does come to the rescue to save everyone from Bridge when she finally changes. And I do love that moment because Cassie's just standing there and she's like, fuck. And she just puts up Stephanie. She's like, I gotta do what I gotta do. Sis.
Straight through the mouth.
And then Danny's like, I thought we should tie her up. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
The smartest thing you've done. It's the only smart thing you've done, Dan.
Other than dropping.
He tied her to the blanket, apparently, not the bed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because she gets up, and I'm like, is this fucking like E.T. coming out for the Halloween?
No, see, I thought I went Beetlejuice. I was like, oh, this is a ghost.
And she floated.
She did.
When we come in and see Bethany on top, not Bethany, excuse me, when we see Bridget on top of the counter, which is all hunched onto the counter.
Yeah.
I was like, this reminds me of Encino Man when he freaks out. He's like cooking that frog in the science lab.
Yeah.
Because she had that little flame in the on the stove next to her as well.
Yeah. They loved the kitchen because mom, like, I was like, are these demons hungry? Yeah. The mom just came in and was like, I got to cook these eggs real quick. Just lots of eggs.
That was a good scene to kind of get things started with the mom being possessed. Okay. Real quick. So do you have to get raped?
No, and that's what I liked. I liked that they had the vines.
No, I thought it was implied, and they just didn't show it because like we've all seen it before.
No, see, I thought they did. They went more the contortionist route, and that's how they got it.
To me, it was holding all four limbs with her legs open, and it was implied that you know what was happening next because you've seen the Evil Dead before.
And I didn't take it there. I just thought her bones got snapped, and that's how.
I just took it as they held her in place before the demon just kind of went in.
That's like what I was
possessed.
Saying.
Like, not raped.
Not in.
Well, all the other Evil Deads, somebody had to get raped by it.
They didn't have to. That was just, maybe that's just that book. Maybe that's just that book.
So this book wrote stuff for elevators?
Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Really, back then? Yes.
Maybe these demons have a different way
these
to get in.
These demons are fortune tellers. They would be elevators.
See? There you go.
In Los Angeles.
And then the thing about her, with her, too, saying is, like, she yelled at the kids for taking the elevator after the earthquake. And her dumbass did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
I know. And it makes me think, like, were those stairs really gone? Or were they actually there? And they were just, like, the demons just made them think that the stairs were gone?
No, I took it as, it's paint by numbers, Evil Dead. And we need to have a reason they can't leave. The stairs are gone.
Oh, wait, never mind.
The stairs are gone. It's not paint by numbers. See, like, you keep saying that, but I'm like, okay. But that's paint-by-numbers horror movies.
Okay,
and
but
because
it's not.
Evil Dead helped set those up.
Because
you know what I mean? Like, think about Cabin
just
in the Woods.
Doing the same
think about
thing.
Cabin in the Woods. They literally took the same thing
because
from all the different horror movies.
No, but they're not.
They made
but they
it satire. That's not what I'm saying.
They're not satirizing the fact that in Evil Dead is like, okay, it's the dam.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you're saying it's paint by numbers, but you're just an old man who's seen too many horror movies.
I'm saying it's paint by numbers, Evil Dead.
But that's what happens, is they get stuck there.
So
that's what happens in Evil Dead movie.
Fine. I'm saying Evil Dead movie. They're in the middle of the woods in a cabin. The dam breaks or whatever, and they can't cross the creek, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's a plausible thing. If a fucking staircase breaks in a building, someone's going to fucking notice and call someone.
I don't know, though.
Not if the power went out.
And not if, like, half of the building is gone anyway.
When Bridget
and
said...
Hey, didn't Bundy, like, eat people in his apartment and it take years for people to figure that shit out, even though he had a neighbor who was like, it stinks in this guy's house? So, yeah.
Bundy or Dahmer.
That's what I'm thinking of. But, yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
No,
I can fully believe
like,
that, nobody's seeing it. It's not my problem.
When Bridget goes through the window, it's like the power's out, but it looks like it's just us. Did she mean just us as their floor, as their building? Because I wasn't sure how she meant that.
I think we were supposed to know. I just thought she'd like, well, it looks like just us, as in like.
Okay, so the very least, it's just their building.
Yeah.
Okay, because then, like, I don't know.
But see, I kind of took it as it was just their floor.
But some looking. So if it was their building, then someone would have noticed the power's out. Someone would call somebody. Someone would be like, there's no fucking stairs.
Well, they couldn't because remember they tried calling using their cell phones and the network was jammed?
Yeah, but if you also recall that the power wasn't out when they took the elevator, the elevator was going on and on and on and on and on the whole night, opening and closing, opening and closing, opening and closing.
I don't live in a building, and I never have, but are elevators on backup generators? No.
I know. That's why they get stuck, and that's why you have to get out by the fire department.
Well, how's they going to get up there with no stairs?
Yeah.
See, somebody would have fucking called
there
somebody.
There was a fire escape through that one apartment that was closed. Remember? That's what Ron Swanson's body double was doing.
Yeah,
I'm fully with him. Like, just shoot that fucker open. You got an emergency, somebody's dead, you shoot that fucker open.
Fuck you, Gabriel, who's like, people don't need gunshot. I'm like, this is LA, bitch.
Yeah.
Gunshots everywhere.
You probably heard three just during that sentence.
Yeah.
Like, if this building's going to get torn down in a week, yeah, you don't live in a good neighborhood. Just
shoot the door
ahead.
Open.
Go ahead, shoot the door open.
No one's going to care. Building's going to get destroyed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Between that and your fucking eyeball sucked out.
Yeah.
Come on, Gabe.
I love when Dan's like, so I found them. Beanie book, and now like mom's dead, and I listen to these tapes. That it might be my fault, Beth. And Beth's like, I want to listen to it. It's like, do you need to though? Like,
you really don't need to.
What do you think you're gonna learn?
Like, this is where everything happened that went wrong. You listened to something you weren't supposed to listen to.
Oh my god! And then Bridget pukes all over Danny's face. The blood puke, and you're like, close your mouth, close your mouth, close your mouth, close your mouth.
No, stop screaming! Why are you? Oh god.
I don't understand. If something falls on your face, mouth closed, bitches. Mouth closed.
Yes. I'm automatically like, mouth closed, shut your eyes tight.
Hold your breath.
Point your nose down.
Have you never held a baby above your head? No, close your mouth.
Luckily, I haven't had that happen yet. But there's still months to come.
The mommy French kiss is what I wrote down. She's like, let mommy kiss it better. And her tongue came out like,
yeah. Yeah. I love when Beth is listening to the thing, the vinyls or whatever. The priest is like, I hacked and I chopped. And I just want to be like, and I burned your house down. That's what made me think of. He was so like.
Danced in the flames.
Well, the thing that I appreciated is how they were trying to listen to How to Beat It. And it's like.
Just run.
They did all these things. Like, there's no beating it. You need to run. You need to leave. It's once it's out. You're screwed.
Run.
I mean, that's basically what Bruce discovered.
Run
right?
Now, Beth. Run. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ash was just like, fuck this.
When she was, when the mom was out in the hallway still and she was banging her head on the door, like, repeatedly, I wanted there to be a neighbor. So I'm like, give it down out there.
Fucking move it out of this building.
Like, god damn it, you guys are making too much fucking noise. Like, oh shit.
I love when the, after three out of the four family members are deadites, and they like come out of the hallway, and that's when all the other apartment people are starting to become deadites and alive.
Like,
uh-oh. And then,
dead by dawn.
Danny and Bridget. I call this move the family gathering where
they go into
their mom. No, and they come into their mom.
Oh, you mean Rat King.
Rat King.
Demon I call
Rat
it King. Family gathering.
Oh, they turn into a Megazord.
Demon Rat King. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, what is that thing? And I looked it up and it's called Rat King. And then it made me sad because I'm like, why was there a point somewhere in our history that rats were just like stuck together and someone's like, you know, we should name that. Let's call it Rat King.
Call it Rat King.
You know, some construction guy or something, dude, like, oh shit, look at this.
It's a rat king.
What the fuck do we call it? I don't know. King of the Rats.
Looks like the King of the Rats.
Rat King. There you go. That's the ticket.
World is a weird place, people.
That's weird. That does have a name.
Yeah. The Dead by Dawn thing, I thought was pretty cool. The whole chant.
Dead by Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the little, like one eye and.
Come get some.
Yeah, come get some. We do get that. The ending was my favorite, I think. The ending battle, the boss battle, if you will, was pretty good. And I liked that it was like in a parking lot. Because again, it's different. It was a different feel for me than typical Evil Dead. But
again,
we still
no
get
one,
the
no
blood
one
rain.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we still
get
the blood rain.
And we got no abomination, though.
No abomination.
We got Rat King, no abomination.
Yeah.
But Rat King did last longer than the Abomination, so mm-hmm. Fuck Abomination is all I'm saying.
Nobody lost a hand either.
Yeah, nobody
did. Stabbed her hand.
She did get stabbed in the hand.
I don't know what packing tape was going to do for that hand.
Was that packing tape? I thought it was like an ace bandaged.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I They didn't notice. But,
it looked like an Ace bandage.
And see, part of me was thinking that they were going to throw like a loop because what? She got stabbed with something that was infected. So maybe she was infected. But
I also was confused about why she kept having like contractions.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? You're just pregnant.
When she's fighting with the mom in the apartment with the scissors scene, I think that's when Demon Ellie was like, you're going to have a bastard baby and blah, blah, blah. And then later when Cassie is asking her, I was like, are you really going to have a bastard baby, Aunt Bess?
What's a bastard? Baby? Well, technically, Cassie, you're a bastard since your dad left.
Yes.
Anyway.
Don't worry. It was all Bridget's fault.
The bloody elevator ride was so cool, though. I enjoyed the bloody elevator ride, mainly because you don't usually get to see them swimming around in it for very long.
Here's survivalist thing in my mind is when they started seeing it fill up with blood, you have a shotgun. Shoot a hole in the floor so some of that can start draining out.
I don't know if that works.
Still, I don't know. I liked that it showed you the 900-pound limit. I'm like, yeah, all that blood is gonna make save the.
That's kind of light for an elevator, actually.
Like 1600?
Yeah, 900. That's not really that many people.
It's an old building, I guess.
It's like
people were apparently smaller back in the day.
Yeah, in the 60s, whenever that building was built, I'm sure. When everybody was still doing meth.
But yeah, we get the chainsaw, the shotgun, come get some.
Bastard babies.
I
feel like the only one that really got any kind of pettiness was the Ellie demon. And I think that was because of from Ellie herself, because the first thing she says when she sees Beth is like, after she cried, he chops her in the fucking nose. Yeah. She's like, are you sleeping? You look horrible. You look like mom. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is the thing. If sisters are ever going to piss off the other sister, like, you look like mom. You're acting like mom.
Ellie says some shit. Dead-eyed Ellie says some shit like that at the end, too. Just like, as a head.
She's like, you are acting like mom or something. She says
you
something
are going to turn out like mom. Yes. You're going to be just as terrible as she was. Yep.
Yeah, it was something like that. I'm like, that's there you go. Like, twist that knife, Dead-eyed. Like,
well, hey, and then she kicks the Dead-eyed's head. That's what you got to do. Yep.
I love that Stun Double Ron, Mr. Fonda, the first time he sees Beth, he's like, who are you?
Yeah, it's like, who are you? I don't know you. Why are you in my place of living?
Oh, the groupie. Yeah, how you doing?
See, I loved all the supporting characters in this. Got the Freddy kids.
All they wanted to do was watch horror movies, which you can't blame them.
Got weird Gabriel.
What's up, girl? Mom's working nights. Come over and watch Freddy.
Got some snacks and a whole Freddy.
No big deal. You'll love his little teenage angst where he wanted to knock on the door and you
didn't. Yeah, no big deal. You know.
And they're just hanging out on their floor.
Yep.
Give her my little brother.
Right. Mom's not even going to know they're dead until she gets home. That's rough.
Okay. So, see, you can't tell me that no one notices all these things because it's happening because of the book or whatever.
Yeah.
But then some bitch just comes downstairs the next day and gets infected by it because there's a bloodbath that took place in the parking garage.
See, I didn't take it as that. I took it as whatever possessed the bodies of Ellie, Bridget, and Danny was hanging out there for the next person to pounce on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the demon came when Danny listened to the things, right? It came and got into mom. And then the mom infected everybody. But then after their meat bags were destroyed, it was just hanging out there for the next person. Like, it's like COVID. Just hanging around until somebody else that can infect jumps around.
Then that completely goes against the canon of everything else in Evil Dead.
Okay.
Why didn't that not the case in the 2013 or the Sam Raimi ones, then? If you killed them all, then they were all dead. This completely goes against that.
Does it, though?
What happened at the end of the 2013 one? Well, I mean...
Well, it depends on which version.
Yeah, which version. So that's another fucking thing, too.
Yeah.
But they saved her because the brother killed her and brought her back, right? And then, but then the brother died, so then the abomination came. She decapitated and, you know, mutilated the abomination. So then it was technically over, but again, depending on post-credit scenes or which versions we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? Like, I feel like it goes against it then. If it's like, we were mutilated, literally mutilated through the wood chipper. Well, meat bags are liquid.
Just remember?
Yeah, there were up in the...
There's still deadites up in the other level.
Yeah, why would there be if it all formed Rat King Demon?
It didn't. It was just Danny and Bridget. It was just a
family. That I thought it was all of them.
No, I think it was just the three.
I took it as all of them.
That's why I called it the family gathering.
Yeah.
Well, I said Rat King Demon because it was all the rats.
No, I don't think they were.
You think that was only four people? Three people.
Three people, yeah.
That was only three people? Mm-hmm. I feel like that was more than three people.
No, because you only see Danny, Cassie, and or Danny, Bridget, and Ellie. Yeah, you only see the three heads.
I guess we'll have to never know then.
Yes. Unless they make a sequel, which you probably know they will.
They won't. Well, I mean, if they do, it's not going to be anything about this shit. But Danny, Bridget,
and Ellie were already, they're mush meat now.
Yes.
Minced meat.
They got turned into hamburger.
It's basically just a large meat grinder at that point. Meat bag grinder. I had issues, man.
Beth did try to do the Indiana Jones roll under the gate closing thing, though. She did try to pull that off.
It technically worked.
Until Cassie got dragged still, though, back.
To me, it's like, if you have a kid in front of you, don't you try to save them first?
Yeah, you always push the kid under first. Like, Short Round got to go first.
Because, again, that's another thing you can see coming. Like, oh, she's going to get pulled right back. And, oh, yeah, there she goes.
Got to plan ahead. I don't know.
You do.
Beth's not really someone that plans ahead.
No, so she's not.
She would have had a condom on.
She's got to learn. Just doesn't feel the same, Angie.
Disagree.
That was
Evil Dead Rise.
Rise,
Evil Dead. Evil Dead rises out of the lake.
For no reason whatsoever.
And then the end of the movie ties back to the beginning of the movie.
But it doesn't, because it leaves you with nothing.
Yeah.
Because Paul's just angry.
It leaves you with nothing. It's a MacGuffin for no fucking reason. It's a MacGuffin that's not even about the MacGuffin. There's no point. That's it. You're right. I'm upset.
That was Evil Dead Rise. Whether you love it or hate it.
Evil Dead.
We're mixed. We're mixed here. Paul seems to hate it. Andrew seems to love it.
I don't completely hate it.
I'm just kind of in between.
I'm somewhere below in between is what I'll say. I don't hate it, but it's got issues, man. It's paint by numbers Evil Dead franchise. Let's just insert this here because it's quick and easy.
I get you.
It's a goddamn rock. I get your side of it. Having forget issues. It. Fucking horror franchise.
Like I said, I'm in between. I know that it has its issues, but then I see the good things in it, kind of like Andy did. So that's why I'm right in the middle.
There were some good kills, and I agree. I'm glad. I was excited when I first heard we're taking the story away from the cabin. Okay? We're going to go somewhere else with it. I like that.
See, that's the thing.
I liked the Ash versus Evil Dead series because you took it into places there, too.
Something we have not seen yet.
It's great. We have to finish it.
We have to start it.
I think it's just hilarious that you guys have all these thoughts, but like Jack Frost. Anyway.
Hey, because you're going to lay the cheese on.
Say what you're going to say. Go for the
cheese. Okay, I don't put a little bit of cheese on a chip and call it fucking nachos, man. If I'm making nachos, I am dunking the cheese.
Yes, so plenty of cheese. Dunk
the
cheese.
If Paul's going to eat nachos, he's going to get gout, okay? He's not just going to go halfway.
Nachos.
Yes.
If you're making nachos, you come with chips.
I thought it was a good time. You gotta melt the cheese, Andy. There was gore. There was new takes on it. I had a good time with it. Considering what else has come out over the last couple of years, I thought this was a perfectly good, fun time. It's Evil Dead. You don't have to take it too seriously.
I'm not even mentioning the fact that vinyl records didn't even exist when the thing was supposed to be taking place.
Okay. If that's your biggest issue, they read a book with teeth, Paul. They read a book with teeth.
Oh, I can believe the book with teeth made out of human ball sacks or elephant balls exists.
Okay.
That's right. I can believe that exists.
Yes, you can.
All in
our little mascot staring at us.
Yeah, the scary nerd baby is happy right now.
She just had a full bubba.
If you're going to put the cheese on the fucking movie, you put the fucking cheese, right?
Yes.
Yep. That's one of the reasons we were so gone for so long, people.
Had a whole ass human.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Scary Nerd family grew by one.
Yeah, the rest of them are being loud upstairs. Yeah. So. But we're back now. We'll probably have one episode a month, I think.
We'll
couple, maybe. Hopefully. Every 2 weeks, let's hope.
Okay,
we'll
see what happens. we're back in the swing of it. So if there is anything you guys want to see, you can reach out on social medias. If there's anything you guys want us to watch.
They don't have to ask us to see stuff.
Yeah, you guys can watch whatever you want. See whatever movie if you want us to do a movie, we're probably going to lead into the next couple weeks doing newer movies, I feel, that came out over the last year.
I don't know why you're asking me.
There were some good ones that came out. We could do Scream 6.
There's some good ones. There's some bad ones.
Yeah, lots of different ones.
I know Paul's mad at Halloween Ends. I'm mad at Scream 6. You know, Kim wants to do Terrifier, too.
We watched Renfield recently. That was surprisingly good. Renfield,
yeah. That was a fun ride.
That was surprisingly
good. If you're going to put the cheese, bring the fucking cheese.
Anyway, we will be back. We are happy to be back. Yes. Thank you to all of you who messaged us on any of the social medias asking us where we were. We were just incredibly busy. We do like
life.
Back.
Life.
We,
green didn't work.
Yeah.
Fucking life. Archie Cunningham. I was like, what?
Just, Evil Dead. What? Not Evil Why? Dead. Christine? Halloween Ends really.
It's basically Christine. In.
Life happened.
Rough. Yeah. Mental health matters.
Oh my God. Michael almost killed me. I love you so much.
Just ride around your motorcycle.
Very weird. Very weird. Why we needed so many motorcycle scenes?
I'm going to write a book.
Anywho.
I'm done.
I can't. Paul's checked out. Halloween Ends ended him.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everyone. Bye.